Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Yeah, you know, later on, long down the road, when I look back at my career, it probably means something. It means a lot more to me than right now. I mean, it's a record that I broke, and, you know, anytime I break a record, it's not just me. You know, obviously it's a team effort, and, you know, I just appreciate all my teammates, you know, obviously blocking for me. And also, you know, Jay for throwing me all those balls that I caught this year. And, you know, it was a great accomplishment. And, you know, I think our team and our offense can actually hold on to that for a little while, even though, you know, the season didn't go how we wanted it to go. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of times in this offense where I can be the first read in the pass or sometimes the third read or the last read, and I'll get the ball, you know, a lot of times. So, you know, when you got an offense like this and you got, you know, guys out there with, you know, some big receivers, obviously Brandon wasn't out there with us, but, you know, early in the season when they're, like, doubling him and Alshon, then, you know, underneath, me and Martellus are going to get a lot of balls. So, you know, early in the year, I think I was leading the league in receptions because of that reason, when they're, you know, trying to stop the deep balls or stop the two big receivers we had. I knew before the game, actually, Jay told me, or Jimmy told me and Jay how many, you know, he needed to get 100 and then how many to break the record and that stuff. So the flow of the game, we weren't really, you know, stressing about trying to get it so much. We were trying to get some screens going, but I think they knew that I was trying to get the record too, because they on the screen plays, they weren't really rushing the D linemen. And a couple of the pass plays, they would actually spy me with one of the D linemen and kind of try to grab me or hold me from getting out.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.